greatest novels in all Western civilization is Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky. And one of the characters speaks in the novel about the difference between love in dreams and love in action. He says, love in action is a harsh and dreadful thing compared to love in dreams, love in theory. Who is God? What is the whole purpose of why he created us, why he created you? What is the meaning of your life? You know, all these questions, they come back to love, which sounds beautiful and poetic, right? And it is, that God is love, that for all of eternity, it's the Father pouring himself out in love, and the Son receiving that love, and for all of eternity, making of himself an offering to the Father, a sacrifice of himself to the Father. And that love between them is the Holy Spirit. And that we're created in that image. We're given this dreadful thing called freedom, in which you have the capacity in your heart of every evil and every hatred and every horrific thing that humanity has done and that you've done, which is really important to hear that and know that, that we were given this dreadful thing of freedom, in which because of it, we deserve hell. Salvation doesn't mean anything, that you're saved, unless we recognize our state and the capacity of evil in our hearts. Otherwise, saying Jesus is our Savior, that's meaningless. They're empty words. But if we realize what our hearts are capable of, the evil they're capable of, and that they have done, and that Jesus has saved us, then he truly becomes our Savior. But he gives us, God does, this dreadful gift of freedom, because it's only in that that we're able to enter into love, to enter into a real relationship with God. Because he didn't create us puppets or robots, but rather human beings with freedom, who can reject him or who can enter into his life. And so we're created in his great image, in which our whole life is meant to be this beautiful mirror image of God's own life itself. That your life is love, which love is the gift of self. More concretely, it's self-sacrifice for the good of the other. But when the self is being sacrificed, this is meaning that the self must continually be dying. The ego must continually be dying. And that's a harsh and a dreadful thing. Earlier this week, the elementary students read the gospel of how Jesus desired to come to set the world on fire. And so we showed them, you know, the image of the sort of fire that God wants to set on the earth. Remember that, Madeline? Yeah. That this is the fire that God desires to come and to cast upon the earth. It's the fire of his own heart, which is a fire that purifies. It's a fire that is meant to be all-consuming of the entirety of our lives. But our life is one, and this isn't the perfect analogy, but is this continuous receiving of God's love as a heart receives the blood and the artery, and this continuous flowing out of that love as well. And that if this isn't happening, then all it is turning into ourselves, and the opposite of love is this worship of self. It's this holding oneself up and having that be the thing that we love above all things. Because even a narcissist is able to sacrifice They're able to sacrifice as long as it comes and serves them in the end. Dostoevsky, in the novel, also writes, one of the characters says that he loves mankind. He loves mankind, but he finds to his amazement that the more that he loves mankind as a whole, the harder it is to love man in particular. And we love the idea of love, the dreamy way in which we think about love. And I can say, I love my family with a fierce love, but there's some people in my family I can't stand. This is a whole different thing. I love my parish. I love you all, but there's some of you I just can't, you know. Love in particular, because love is always in particular, though. You love your community. You love the handmaids. But there's some sisters. But that's the test of love. It's easy to speak about it in this general sense. But love is always in particular. God loves you, not just in general, but he loves you in very particular ways. And the way in which we're called to love and to sacrifice ourselves is in very particular ways. It's easy to love other people when they're respectful of my time. I'm very edified and filled with life when I'm able to love other people when they show their gratitude for what I've done. It's really easy to love when I can see the fruit of it. But loving people in particular means you're loving individuals with freedom. Individuals who have this life of God within them, the life of God in which God moves them to love and to sacrifice themselves, and they also have this darkness still in us, this downward gravity which becomes like a black hole and sucks all life into itself. To love people in particular in which there's this great battle going on within them and within us at all times, that there's this great battle for your soul between life and death. To love others in that way, we quickly realize is so far beyond our strength to do it. And that to love in this way is one in which to see that is to realize that the truth of love is that it will consume you, and it's meant to consume you. One of my favorite people who will soon be a saint is a young Italian woman who died about 10 years ago, Chiara Corbella. And she died giving her life for her child. She was pregnant. She was told she also had a cancer, but where she could have received treatment, instead, she put off the treatment until she had given birth to their little child. They had two children before who were born and died within hours. This third, little Francesca, was born, and then she decided to receive treatment only after he was born, and she gave life to him. A year later, when she was dying in her hospital bed, she wrote a letter to him in which she says that line, "Love will consume you." But the way that you know you are loving is when you recognize that nothing belongs to you because everything is a gift. That God, who is this continuous gift of self, gives himself to us so that everything in your life might be poured out. All of your time, all of your energy, all of your being might be poured out and sacrificed in love of God and love of neighbor. Love will consume you. It's this total giving of self. a wedding is consummated, the vows are consummated, when the two entirely give themselves to each other. Jesus upon the cross said, consummatum est, it is finished, or more specifically, it is consummated. He has given his entire self. And this is what gives us the strength receiving him in the gift of the Eucharist, to make of our whole lives this oblation of love. Love in dreams is a beautiful and poetic thing, but we live in the love of reality, the love that has come down to us, the love that has given itself to us, so that we can live that love out in reality as well, making of our whole lives this beautiful oblation of love.